A road out of Central Southeast connecting to Highway 37 in British Columbia could make it easier for the residents of Wrangell and Petersburg to ship seafood and other natural resources out of the region or bring fuel and groceries into Southeast. But the project could cost hundreds of millions of dollars to build and tens of millions of dollars just to study. The state legislature has appropriated money for studying the Bradfield Road, $2 million in a supplemental budget in 2006, and another $3.4 million in a capital budget approved that year. However, legislators last year also decided to do something else with $2 million of that money. Last year, they reappropriated that sum for an Anchorage Street project. Wrangell Republican Representative Peggy Wilson says that language was slipped into a budget bill.
And that was kind of very quietly done. And when that comes back to you, you have to just look and try to find where everything was. And that was on page 107, you know, tucked in somewhere where nobody would see it so that, you know, and it just got by us last year.
Wilson says other Southeast projects have seen money moved elsewhere in the state, and she does not think the Bradfield Road is going to happen for some time, despite years of trying to push the project in the legislature.
I think that that's probably the one thing that would bring economic prosperity to our area of the state quicker than anything else. And, But as you know, Robin Taylor tried to get it in the whole time he was in, and now we've been working on it for several years. It's just very difficult. As you well know, just look at the bridge in Ketchikan, has now done the road to the road out of Juneau. Those projects have just been nixed for projects in other parts of the state.
The state has already studied the feasibility of a road out of Central Southeast and found it could cost over $300 million to build a road along with a ferry terminal to run vehicles between Wrangell and the Bradfield Canal. The Department of Transportation expects the road could cost $500,000 a year to maintain, along with another $1.7 million to operate a ferry. The next step in the project would be starting up an environmental impact statement for the road connection on both sides of the border. That EIS could cost in the neighborhood of $20 million and take 7 years or more. Regional Planning Chief Andy Hughes says the DOT is doing reconnaissance work on three possible routes for a Central Southeast road.
As part of the effort, we've also refining a development plan for the project so that we know better what it will take to move forward with an EIS if indeed Canadians and Alaska is interested in moving forward. It will be, we presume, a fairly expensive undertaking.
The three options include the Bradfield Canal route up the Craig River to the Iskut River and connecting to Highway 37. A second option would follow the Iskut River and run along Aaron Creek to the Eastern Passage east of Wrangell on the mainland. The third option would run along the Stikine River through a wilderness area. Hughes says the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act gives Canada the option to seek congressional approval for a road corridor through the Stikine Wilderness. He had no comment on the level of support from higher up in Alaska's government for a road in Central Southeast, and says the Canadians are not pushing for the project.
There has been no interest to date expressed as far as the road connection goes. We did have a meeting, and we agreed to come back to them with more information, which is what we're going to do.
A number of port towns in British Columbia oppose a Bradfield Road, saying it would funnel traffic and commerce away from Canadian communities. Chris Zimmer with the conservation group Rivers Without Borders says the state should be focusing on more realistic projects.
I think it does kind of hurt to have all these mega projects kind of floating out there that may or may not happen, because it creates uncertainty. It takes money and attention from other projects that could be done right now. And it just is not a good way to do business. We've got so many problems with energy and transportation right now that need fixing. Any attention that's diverted into these wishful projects like the Bradfield, I think, really is does a disservice to the folks who have urgent needs right now.
The state's reconnaissance study should be completed in May or June. After that, the DOT will have to consider how the potential costs of the project fit in with other transportation priorities statewide. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.